Hi everyone, my name's Marcus and I'm a meteorologist. I'm here today to talk about my career journey and my upcoming transition into the world of climate change research. I've been obsessed with the weather for as long as I can remember. Most kids love waking up to snow or get incredibly excited by the drama of thunderstorms, but for me it was actually the thick fog that rolled in from the sea that fascinated me most. I loved how it completely transformed the landscape and altered the temperature. When it came to choosing a degree at university, I was initially torn. I thought about doing a degree in geography, as it seemed a natural fit, or perhaps physics. But I soon realized that to truly understand the complex algorithms behind weather systems, mathematics was the most vital subject, so I majored in that instead. It wasn't the easiest path, but it certainly laid the groundwork for my career. Nowadays, when I tell people I'm a meteorologist, they usually expect me to work at a bustling airport or presenting the national forecast on television. However, I'm currently employed by a large farming community. My role involves providing them with hyper-local forecasts to help them decide when to harvest or protect their crops from frost. It's incredibly rewarding work.
I've always enjoyed my job, but my perspective began to shift a few years ago. We experienced a severe flood in our region, which was quickly followed by a terrible heat wave. But what really served as a wake-up call for me was a prolonged drought that completely devastated the local agriculture. Seeing the long-term impact of that made me realize I wanted to look beyond daily weather patterns and tackle the broader issue of climate change.
Climate research is a vast field, so I needed to narrow down my focus. I didn't want to just look at shifting wind patterns or warming ocean currents, even though they are crucial. Instead, my specific area of interest became soil erosion and how changing weather extremes accelerate the loss of fertile land. It directly ties back to my work with agriculture.
Of course, transitioning into research meant I had to upgrade my skill set. I already knew basic computer programming, and I briefly thought about learning a foreign language so I could work on international projects. In the end, interpreting satellite imagery was what I had to master first. It's an essential tool for tracking environmental changes over large areas over time.
I've been incredibly lucky to have a strong support network during this transition. A former university professor offered some great academic advice, and a colleague gave me some highly useful textbooks. However, it was a software developer I met at an environmental conference who truly guided me through the complex data modeling I'd need to use. I couldn't have done it without their mentorship.
So, what's next? Well, next month I'm taking part in my first official research expedition. We initially considered setting up our base in a desert region, or perhaps venturing into a tropical rainforest to study deforestation. Ultimately, though, we secured funding to investigate coastal wetlands. They are highly sensitive to climate variations and rising sea levels, making them a perfect starting point for our project.
Looking ahead, my ultimate ambition isn't just to publish academic papers that only other scientists read. Some of my colleagues dream of writing a best-selling book or even making a hard-hitting documentary. My goal is to contribute to a comprehensive policy document that governments and lawmakers can actually use to implement real, lasting environmental protections.
Finally, if any of you are thinking of pursuing a career in environmental science, you obviously need a lot of passion, and given how slow research can be, a great deal of patience is also helpful. But above all, adaptability is the essential quality you must possess. The environment is constantly evolving, and the science is always updating, so you have to be ready to change your approach at a moment's notice. Thanks for listening.